Since we started the Weekly Reader Book Club back in April, I have been so pleased with all of the great books and authors we've discussed. I'm Lisa Morgan, and according to our book critic Marian Winnick, our October selection is another one not to be missed. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. This month, we're reading A Particular Kind of Black Man, the debut novel of Tope Folarin, a Nigerian-American writer based in D.C. He's a Rhodes Scholar who has won several African literary prizes, and he'll be joining us at Bird in Hand to talk about his novel. At a time when immigration is on everyone's mind, a particular type of black man offers a complex and nuanced story of alienation and identity. Quote, "My father has told me many times that he settled in Utah because he didn't want to be anywhere where anyone else was. His cousins and siblings had left Nigeria for Athens, London, Rome, New York City, and Houston. My father wanted to be an American, but he also craved isolation. So he decided to pick a city in America he knew nothing about." Small town Utah is not what anyone expected. Tunde's mother is a Beatles and Beach Boys fan who has imagined the U.S. to be a place where love has conquered all, where black people and white people live in harmony. Instead, the couple finds a place where there are no other black people for miles around, a place dominated by a religion they've never heard of before. And this is where they start their family. Tunde is 5 when the novel opens. His father is struggling in a miserable series of menial jobs. His mother has begun to succumb to mental illness and to physically abuse her sons. Then one day, they come home after school to find her gone. "She went home," their dad explains. They only know for sure she's not coming back when he returns from a trip to Nigeria with a different woman and her 2 children. A ray of light finally breaks through for the brothers when their father buys an ice cream truck and they are drafted to work alongside him. To control their pillaging of the inventory, he creates an ice cream consumption hierarchy chart with columns for cheap, melted, bad, okay, and supreme. For a short while, their biggest problem is how to score a Choco Taco. In the second section of the book, Tunde breaks the fourth wall, telling us he's graduated at the top of his class and gotten a full ride to Morehouse College, where he's typing this memoir in his dorm room. He has been experiencing a disturbing phenomenon he calls double memory, where he remembers things that happened to him 2 different ways, so it's become important to write everything down. He realized his father has raised him to become a particular kind of black man, the kind represented by Sidney Poitier, Bryant Gumbel, and Hakeem Olajuwon. Non-threatening and well-behaved, successful and benign. Could this be why his mind is rebelling against him? He needs to tell this person in the mirror a story, not a well-behaved and logical story, but the kind he would tell himself if no one were listening. The remainder of the book takes a more experimental approach, using language and white space to explore the emotions of Tunde's first great love. In a strong final chapter, Tunde travels to Nigeria, still in search of his mother, his mental equilibrium, and a sense of home.
The book is A Particular Kind of Black Man by Tope Folarin. The book club will meet Thursday, October 10th at 7 p.m. at Bird in Hand in Charles Village, and Tope Folarin will join us for the discussion. You can find more information about the book, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.
See you at book club.